Chapter 2.
Yesterday afternoon, when I left Thrushcross Grange, it was misty and cold. I had wanted to stay by the fire in my study, but when I went in, I found no fire there. The maid was cleaning the fireplace, so I set out and walked 4 miles through the mud to Wuthering Heights. When I got to Heathcliff's door, a few feathery snowflakes were falling. No one answered my knock. Though I knocked loudly, the only result was that the dogs inside began to howl. Then Joseph put his head out of the barn window. He was an old man with a sour expression.
"What do you want?"
he shouted.
"The master's in the fields with the sheep. You will have to go there if you want to speak to him."
"Is there no one inside to open the door?" I shouted back.
"No one but the mistress, and she would not open the door if you knocked all night."
I was surprised to hear there was a mistress at Wuthering Heights. "Can't you tell her who I am, Joseph?"
"No,"
he replied, and his head vanished. The snow was falling thickly by this time. I tried to open the door, but it did not move. Then a young man with a pitchfork on his shoulder appeared in the yard. He beckoned to me, and I followed him around the house to another door. Finally, I reached the huge, warm, cheerful sitting room. There was an immense fire in the fireplace. The table was laid for the evening meal, and near the table sat the mistress. I bowed and waited, thinking she would ask me to sit down.